Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of April, recording at 9:27 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, a lot of risk-on action in here today as investors' confidence seems to be growing. Let's have a quick review, see what's happened here today. Well, in Asia, it was a generally quiet day, not least because China and Japan were both closed. But we had a majority of small gains. The best of those was New Zealand, which was up 0.71%. Now, Europe, in contrast, was very firm overall and looks like it's pricing in an interest rate cut. Italy surged 2.2%. Spain was up 1.85%. France 1.54%. The Euro Stoxx 50 index up 1.27%. So confidence has definitely picked up in the European region, and one of the reasons for that, of course, is the ECB's activity led by Mario Draghi. Also, Italy has a new government, and that's got to be progress, especially as it does not appear to be quite so bad as might have been the case if, dare I mention it, Mr. Berlusconi had been prime minister. And also, in terms of yields, these long-dated government bonds continue to come down. Now, the ECB, again, has been the major mover in this area. It's been willing to lend governments whatever capital they actually need. And when you see Italy's 10-year yields back below 4%, I mean, that's good news here generally. Now, looking at the Americas, Brazil was strong, up 1.54%. Are resources recovering? Well, they're certainly quite depressed. We've seen resources markets and key resources shares, number of them losing downside momentum, often in the region of previous support, and they're certainly very oversold overall. Now, this is an ongoing bull market, and Owen and I maintain that that's exactly what it is for most of these stock markets, not least the USA. But in an ongoing bull market, we would expect the resources sector to pick up and make a late run. So it looks as if that sector is probably putting in the support prior to that move. It may be quiet and underperform for a while longer, but then I would expect some fairly explosive gains, and you've certainly got low valuations in that area. And I prefer the bigger ones overall, the investment quality ones, the BHPs and the Rio Tintos. Now, government bond futures, quietly steady, although the U.S. 30-year bond price was actually down a little bit. I've already mentioned the good news of the decline in yields in some of those southern European countries. Now, in currencies, the U.S. dollar is a little bit easier in here today. The Asian indices, the Asian currencies, rather, are generally firm. And that Asian dollar index is breaking up out of a three-month range and looks like it's going to go back and test its highs overall. On a long-term basis, so that would be my pick as an upside winner. Now, the yen has also steadied, and Japan may not like that too much unless the Japanese Central Bank moves in there to weaken it again. But yen, for instance, has strengthened to, as I speak, 97.73. Now remember, it had run up and tested that 100 level on a couple of occasions, psychological resistance area, and it's subsequently backed off. But I would be reasonably confident that the Bank of Japan has every intention of pushing it up or down through, I should say, down through that level. Now, also steady here we have sterling, which is just over the 155 level. In commodities, industrial metals are oversold and losing downside momentum, as I mentioned in another context, often near support. The WTI crude has continued to rally from its range lows near 85. It's now at 94.38, and it's heading for a test of prior range resistance. Now that's mostly between $98 and $100 on the WTI. Now Brent, on the other hand, is lost at 103.75, and it's approaching the first area of potential resistance, and that starts at about $105. Soybeans strong today, up 28 cents and rallying from range lows. Corn was very strong, up the limit, 40-cent limit. Now, these are unwinding oversold conditions, but the big factor here for corn is that rain and cold weather really are delaying the plantings. And I saw the interesting data on Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana are apparently having their wettest April ever. Well, ever means since they've been recording this fairly accurately. Now, the concern there would be that if we have a late planting, then the crops will be more vulnerable to a heat wave should we get that in the summer. So, it's sort of a hazardous process here, planting and then trying to raise crops and then eventually harvest them. But I would assume, and I think on the corn planting, I think that they've only got about 4% of what they normally have at this time of year, which would be about 16% of the planting. So it's not by any means a disaster at this stage. But what we really need to see is, of course, a not too hot summer. And then we need to see a fairly mild early autumn to have a really good corn crop overall. Certainly they're planting enough, so the potential is there. And on that note, on this interesting day, all the very best to all of you.